reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had been frequently bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus at a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come here to destroy me? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." Jesus had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." Jesus asked, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine. Let us enter them." And he let them. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who had witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave the district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's very important for us to recognize that the devil exists and that he is highly destructive. In some cases, it's obvious that he's there. In some cases, it's not so obvious. But we see in today's Gospel what we've noticed in exorcisms, several of which have been filmed, that sometimes the whole force of the devil makes someone incredibly strong that not even chains or several very strong men can hold him down. That the demons that had possessed this man were strong enough to bring a whole herd of swine over a cliff. In essence, the devil always wants to take us over a cliff. And he's strong enough to do it unless he's resisted by the stronger man who is the Lord. We also see very sadly here that the people of the Gerasene territory were more interested in making money from their pigs than they were in having a man saved. Often that is the circumstance that we will encounter in proclaiming the gospel, that people are more interested in what they prefer or what they like or what they think is in their best interest than over the salvation of a brother or a sister or the liberation of a brother and sister from evil. At the end, we see what Jesus always wants from us, that we tell among our family and friends what the Lord in his goodness has done for us. Even though this man was willing to follow the Lord wherever he went to proclaim the gospel with him, Jesus sent him as a missionary home. And if we're not sent to distant lands to proclaim the gospel, that does not mean that we're not called to be missionaries. But we, having been forgiven of the Lord, of the ways that the devil has tried to suffocate us, are called to announce that goodness to those we know. I'd like to finish with this dramatic scene in the first reading, because it's important for Catholics today to really draw the lessons from this son of Shimei. He came and was attacking David, fundamentally unjustly. David was not responsible for Saul's family's blood. David could have killed Saul on many occasions, never did, because he would never raise his hand against the Lord's anointed, even though Saul was trying to kill David. But yet, when this man came hurling calumnies, throwing stones and dirt at David and his retinue, and some of David's soldiers wanted to teach this man a lesson and cut off his head, David said no, hoping that the Lord would see his suffering and remember him. If David were being attacked from within by his own family, he would take the suffering from the outside, even if it were unjust. Living in 2010, it is common, certainly for priests, but I think for most Catholics who take the faith seriously, that we will hear lots of epithets directed at us that we had nothing to do with. I remember being spat upon under one of the stations in Boston on the day Cardinal Sean was made the Archbishop of Boston. Somebody asked in an SUV if I could give him directions. I came on over to the car to help, and immediately two guys in the car spat on me and Father Kevin Cook. I remember being in an elevator at Mass General visiting a parishioner, and a man got on that elevator. I was the only one on, turned around, was a doctor, and as soon as the doors shut and he was in front of me facing forward, he said loudly, "I've never been on an elevator with a pedophile before." In God's humor, I knew that doctor. I once trained him in a laboratory at Mass General. He had grown a beard by this time. I called out his name and he was stunned. But nevertheless, totally unfair in a sense for me to be lopped in with all these priests who had done so many evil deeds to those who were very innocent. But in a sense, we've all done evil. We can convert that suffering into good for the conversion of those who are making it, and in reparation for all those sins that we have committed before. Each of us needs to learn from this scene with Shimei and David how to suffer injustice with faith for our own sanctification and salvation and for that of others. As we come forward to this Mass, let us recall just how valuable we are, that we are so much more valuable to the Lord Jesus than huge herds of swine. And let's ask him to help us to treasure others in the same way.